Hello, bright but very sensitive podcast listeners. This one is for the hyper self-aware girlies, guys, NBs, and other folks out there. If you have ever related to that meme where it's like, wow, you're so self-aware. Thanks, it's ruining my life. If that describes you, this episode is for you. I have had like a revelation about self-awareness, which is so like funny and interesting because you would think as a hyper self-aware person, I would have had all the revelations there are to have about self-awareness, but it turns out you can always learn more. You can always be more self-aware. And I'm so excited. So let's just dive on into it. I am currently reading a book called Dissociation Made Simple by Dr. Jamie Marich, and it is excellent. It's so good. It's like a very well-researched book, but it also relies very heavily on lived experience, which if you guys know me, you know I really like to prioritize lived experience. And it also has like expressive arts exercises at the end of most of the chapters, which is like right up my alley. So anyway, I'm loving this book. And because I'm loving the book so much, I am now seeing everything in my life through the lens of dissociation. And painful self-awareness was not spared by this. I am realizing that my self-awareness is highly dissociative. And let me explain what that means. So let's back up a little bit. What is dissociation? What is painful self-awareness? Like, let's define some terms. So dissociation, like what is dissociation is a big question, honestly. But basically it's when there is a degree of separation between you, like one aspect of yourself and another aspect of yourself. So a really common form of dissociation actually is something called highway hypnosis, which is basically where like you get in the car and you drive home, but you pull in the driveway and you're like, I don't remember driving home. Like, holy shit. Like, I hope I was safe. I hope I didn't run any red lights. I don't remember it. So there's like an amount of separation between the you that was driving and the you that was, you know, doing whatever it was you were doing while you were driving. It's like that John Mulaney bit, which, you know, I know he's, you know, but he has a bit where he's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to crash or anything, but I'm not paying any attention. I'm thinking about the Beatles. So it's like that. So that's a really common form of dissociation. Many people experience it. But there are other forms of dissociation as well. Think about like, I don't know if this is a universal experience or not, but for me, if I talk about something that's really hard or really stressful, or if it brings up lots of painful memories, I will sort of split into three pieces. So there will be a piece of me that retreats very deep inside of my body, and it literally feels like there's like aquarium glass between quote unquote me and my eyeballs. I just feel very deep and like hidden and tucked away. So that's part number one. Part number two is like floating above my head vaguely to the left, you know? And that's kind of what that part is doing and kind of observing a little bit. And then the third part is like me in 2D. I like flatten out and like that little flat layer gets placed over my face. And that is the part of me that performs whatever activity I am supposed to be doing and keeps talking about the difficult stuff, even though the rest of me has checked out. So that may be a little less common than like the highway hypnosis, but I think a decent, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I doubt it. Anyway, so that's kind of what dissociation is. It's a disconnect, right? What is painful self-awareness? So painful self-awareness is kind of where you're like, I know why I'm doing these self-destructive things. I know why I'm making these bad choices. The knowing doesn't make me change my behavior, though. And so you're stuck in this very unique hell of knowing why you're doing what you're doing, but not being able to do anything about it. And that sucks. It sucks so hard. And a lot of people who are painfully self-aware, we know the deepest intricacies of our brains. We know why we're doing what we're doing. We know all of the subconscious bullshit that's happening, you know, behind the curtain. We have sussed all of it out. But what we haven't sussed out is what the heck we're supposed to do about it. And so painful self-awareness is exactly that. It's very painful. And I am, maybe this is going to seem really obvious to you, especially because I'm putting the two like next to each other already, but I am just now realizing that painful self-awareness is like super dissociative, right? It's basically a part of you breaks off and says, I'm no longer participating in the activity. I'm observing the activity and analyzing the activity. And then if you have extra painful self-awareness, a third part of you will split off and it will observe the part of you that's painfully self-aware and be like, look at you watching what's going on, but not stepping in to do anything. Like, at least my parts tend to be very shamey. But that part basically jumps in to observe the observer and judge the observer for not doing anything about the problem. And so, have you seen that meme? I follow a lot of like, you know, self-awareness stuff, and I see a lot of memes about it because it's my life. But have you seen that meme where it's like, self-awareness level one? Huh. I didn't really want to do that. I shouldn't have done that. I wonder why I did that. Self-awareness level two is like, I forget what level two is, but then self-awareness level like 3000 or whatever is pretending you're on a talk show talking about what you're currently actively doing. I can't tell you the number of times I have done this. Like, I did not know other people did this. I literally will have fake scenarios in my head, or at least I used to. I don't really do this so much anymore, but I used to have fake scenarios in my head all the time where I would be being interviewed about something that was currently happening, like stuff I was currently doing, like, and I would talk through my motivations and why what happened and how it made me feel and all this stuff. So yeah, I think self-awareness is inherently dissociative. Not necessarily in a bad way, by the way. You know, like, it can be really beneficial to have an aspect of ourselves observing us so that we can gain insight, right? Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing necessarily, but I think people who are prone to like excessive or maladaptive, meaning like unhelpful dissociation, self-awareness can become this like tunnel that we think is going to lead us out of our pain, out of our emotions, out of our self-destructive behavior. But really, it's like a spiral downwards, and it just keeps us trapped and stuck. And it's like, yeah, the light is at the end of the tunnel, but really it's like a trick of the light, and there is no way out, at least not this direction. And so I don't know. It's so fascinating to me that I don't know, like, this coping mechanism I've had my whole life of like being so self-aware is like evidence that I have been splitting myself apart and breaking myself into pieces. And there's a lot more to this like dissociation stuff, and if you want to know more about this, please email me, Megan at theneurocuriosityclub.com. Let me know that you want to know more, because I am so happy. I could talk about dissociation all day now that I'm reading this book. Like, literally, I have rethought relationships. I've rethought diagnoses. I've rethought, like, I am seeing my whole life through the lens of dissociation right now, and it is fascinating. So if you want some insights into that, just let me know, and I am happy to share. But in the meantime, I hope that this was helpful. Not in the sense that it's giving you any like practical steps of what to do about this. Of course not. It's self-awareness. That's not what we do. But I hope maybe seeing this through a dissociative lens will help you better understand like why you're so painfully self-aware, and maybe give you permission to stop being so self-aware. Because I think a lot of us feel a tremendous responsibility to be self-aware. Probably because, and I could be wrong about this, so feel free to let me know, but I think a lot of painfully self-aware people grew up around people who were not very self-aware, and so we didn't want to do the harm that they were doing, and so we overcompensated, right? We, like, overcorrected by becoming, like, really self-aware. And so... I lost my train of thought. Where was I going with that? But basically, I think that's why a lot of us do this. And it can be very dissociative. And I think sometimes we need a permission slip to, like, you don't have to be so self-aware that you end up trapped or stuck. You don't owe that to anybody. And there's a difference between being so not self-aware that you do harm to others and being so self-aware that you do harm to yourself. There's an in-between there. And I know a lot of you guys are probably autistic like me, and we tend to deal with a lot of black and white thinking, but there is an in-between. There's a gray in there. And I think we should try to find it. So I really hope this was helpful. I hope it reframes how you think about self-awareness and gives you permission to let some of that go if that feels right to you. And yeah, I'm just sending you lots and lots of love, and I hope this was helpful. Okay, bye guys.